It's Election Day. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The first polls open in 2 hours from now in the highly anticipated midterm elections. Republicans optimistic of regaining control of the House of Representatives.
The Fox News Power Rankings projects Republicans to take control by 19 seats, with a best-case scenario of holding 249 seats. Some unusual races could propel the GOP. Currently, the party has no members of the House representing New England. Today, races in Connecticut, Maine, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island are all in play. Democrats, though, have some unlikely opportunities as well, with candidates having the edge in House races in Alaska and Kansas, districts that normally lean Republican. Fox News has the Democrats' best-case scenario at 212 seats, which is still below the 218 majority threshold.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in the Senate. The Fox News power rankings give Republicans the best chance of flipping Nevada, Georgia, and Arizona, all rated as toss-ups, while Colorado and New Hampshire are rated as in-play lean Democrat. Pennsylvania is rated as a toss-up, with races in North Carolina, Ohio, and Wisconsin all tight. Former President Trump making an Election Eve campaign appearance in Southwest Ohio.
The great people of Ohio are going to send J.D. Vance to the United States Senate.
Former President predicting the GOP will win control of both houses of Congress. There was speculation that Mr. Trump would use Monday night's rally to announce his candidacy for president. He did not, but said he will have a very big announcement 1 week from today. There is a problem at Powerball, the scheduled drawing Monday night for a jackpot worth an estimated $1.9 billion. Hasn't taken place yet because one of the participating states has not met all of the required security protocols, that is, in closing out ticket sales. The drawing cannot take place until those protocols are met, expected to be later this morning. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Election lawsuits are already being filed. Pennsylvania Democrat Senate candidate John Fetterman asking a federal court to overrule Pennsylvania's state Supreme Court on an absentee ballot issue.
Fetterman is now suing election officials in his home state over whether or not to count absentee ballots in undated or misdated envelopes. Fetterman's campaign is asking a federal judge to order that all mail ballots be counted regardless of what date, if any, voters wrote on the outside of the envelope.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. An appeal is expected in Arizona, where a judge has told Cochise County it cannot go old school and count all of the ballots cast in the county by hand over concerns about the integrity of voting machines. California's governor surprising some by urging voters reject an electric vehicle issue on the ballot.
Governor Gavin Newsom is strongly urging voters to say no to a proposition that claims to reduce pollution by providing rideshare companies with money to go toward going all electric. Newsom says in the ad, quote, "Don't be fooled. Prop 30 has been advertised as a climate initiative, but in reality, it was devised by a single corporation to funnel state income taxes to benefit their company." Proponents, though, were stunned when Newsom came out against it. In a statement, they say it's disappointing that the governor would side with the California Republican Party and a handful of San Francisco billionaires who would rather kids breathe toxic, polluted air than pay their fair share.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. North Korea's military says its recent barrage of missile tests were practice to strike key South Korean and U.S. targets with a variety of missiles that likely would include nuclear-capable weapons. Racked by weeks of anti-government protests, Iran's justice ministry says more than 1,000 convictions related to the riots have now been handed down. Wall Street up Monday, the Dow climbing 423 points, NASDAQ adding 89. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.